Every day this week has felt like a Sunday on the Chasing Greatness podcast. We've been talking about spiritual disciplines, but today is Sunday, and if you're listening to this on a Sunday, I hope you'll take this verse to heart, and it'll be helpful to you as we continue to position ourselves for God's blessing. That's what we've been talking about this week. Now, it's been a totally different week, not normal that we talk about all this stuff. But I think if we're not careful, we can neglect this area of our life, this spiritual area of our life. We can think about our relationships and our physical life and financial life, our vocational stuff. We got all these, our mental and emotional health. Sometimes we neglect the spiritual side of our lives, and then all these other areas end up messed up because we don't do things the way we're supposed to. I love that God gives us a Bible that teaches us how to do life better. It's amazing how, when I look at people who are doing things God's way, it seems like there's always a blessing, which doesn't surprise me because it says in Scripture that obedience brings blessing and disobedience always brings conflict. It's going to lead to conflict. So if our lives aren't working correctly, there really is a way that we can make some adjustments here if we'll just do what we're supposed to. We know that, but oh my goodness, how many times have I messed up my own life? It's crazy when I don't do things the way I'm supposed to, how hard I make it, and I'm really doing that to myself a lot of times. So there's a verse that are a couple of verses here I want to share with you today. There's a verse when God's people had been enslaved in Egypt way back in the book of Exodus. You can go back and read this, chapter 20. This is where the Ten Commandments are found, right? And one of those verses in that chapter, it says, "Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you'll labor and do all your work, but on the seventh day, it's a Sabbath to the Lord. It's a day of rest." I said a couple of days ago, I'm not going to give you the spiritual discipline. I'm not going to call it rest here, but I'm going to call it Sabbath. I like the idea of Sabbath, that we take a day every week and we basically pull the plug. Now I'm going to double down on that as we go forward this week. I'll talk about that tomorrow because I think unplugging is a really important discipline for us. But just to have a day off every week where we're detached from the world. We're detached from work. We're detached from responsibility. We have a day just to, I'll use the word we used a couple of days ago, to recreate ourselves. God created us, but we have a day every week that we can have recreation, recreation, right? We find those things that are life-giving. One of the things we love to do, we think it's life-giving to us. We'll be doing that here here on Mother's Day. We got today's Mother's Day. If you're listening to this on the Sunday, and we'll be doing some life-giving stuff this afternoon. But we'll have a chance to go to church. We like to go to church on Sunday, be around other people who are like-minded, and it's encouraging to be able to go there to hear God's word taught, to hang out with some people who are, you know, fellow strugglers, I'll call them. And it's just great when a bunch of us who are a mess get together and we learn together. And I don't know about you, but I need that. I need a place. I need a day every week where I don't have to worry about what, you know, I'm doing here at work. I've got a place that's a non-work day. Maybe play gets involved that day, right? We talked about play as a spiritual discipline, and maybe that's part of it. But I love the reminder from all the way back in Genesis, chapter 2 in Genesis. I told you there's two verses today. It says in Genesis chapter 2, this is during creation, it says that God blessed the seventh day and made it holy. I love the idea that God made a day holy. He just said, this day is going to be the day. It's the seventh day. And again, we're in a different culture now. I got that. It wasn't Sunday when, you know, it doesn't matter. There's a day every week. God made it holy because he rested from all the work he had been doing, creating it. It says, I love that God created the world in 6 days. And if you go back and read that creation story, I know a lot of people don't like to believe that. They want to, you know, they have all kind of different theories and everything. And you get to decide all that. I'm not trying to tell you what to believe, but I like the idea that God, who didn't need any rest. I mean, let's think about it. If there's a God, I'm totally convinced he didn't need any rest. And yet he modeled this idea of the seventh day being a day of rest. Now, here's what I do know. Whether you believe that or not, I know all of us understand we can go for a few days, and you may think it's a badge of honor. I don't ever take a break. I don't ever take a day off. We all know that if we don't pay attention to these limits we have, it's only a matter of time, and we're going to crash and burn. So I just want to encourage you to consider this spiritual discipline of Sabbath, to take a day off every week, to not be, you know, checking email on that day or following up on a project or completing, you know, just what would it look like if you would take one day every week and you said, this day is going to be a day of rest, that idea of rest. And as you do that, there'll be a chance for you to unplug. And that's actually what we're going to talk about tomorrow. We're going to kind of build on this idea, because I think unplug is, nobody makes this a spiritual discipline, but I'm making it one. I'm going to say this is something that actually, if we'll unplug, it'll connect us more to the way we ought to be thinking. And I hope you'll join us again tomorrow as we talk about that. I got an old quote from William Penn I'll share with you, and I think it'll be an encouragement to you. All right, I hope you'll share with somebody today. I hope you'll get some rest today. And if your mom's still around, my mom's still around, I'm so grateful for her. Happy Mother's Day to Mom. All the moms out there, thank you for what you do. The world's better because of great moms. And I just want to encourage you to be grateful for your mother. If your mom's still around, this is a good chance to celebrate her today. But take a day off no matter what. Make sure you get some rest today. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. God made it holy. You make that your most sacred day of the week, and I think your life will be better. All right, love you guys.